Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 1 and we're reading verses 35 to 38.
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Our focus is on verse 38. "I am the Lord's servant." 12 years later, Mary had to be reminded of her role in God's plan. When Jesus stayed behind in the temple in Luke chapter 2, Mary and Joseph felt unfairly treated. They had come to think of Jesus as one of the family, expecting him to fit in with their plans. Parenthood had become more important than servanthood, and at that time, a reordering had to take place. We can make the same mistake. We see our life as an entity in itself, rather than a part of God's bigger plan. Inadvertently, in our enthusiasm, we come to expect the Lord to fit in with us, rather than us fitting in with him. Like Mary, we start with a servant heart, but gradually we come to expect the Lord to recognize and reward our service. We can feel unfairly treated when, having put in years of service, whether at work or in the church, someone else gets the promotion, the credit and benefit, and not us. In a society that is all about me, it is hard to be a servant, but that's what we are called to be. Faithful service for the Lord will gain an eternal reward that will far outweigh anything we've had to forego on earth. Have a look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your example of being a servant. Please teach me the life of servanthood so that in all I do, in all areas of my life, I honour and glorify you. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.